company's culture is said to be most impacted by its leadership. So what does that mean in relation to a food facility's food safety culture? I am your TAG Talks host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'm talking with TAG Executive Senior Director of Food Safety and Supply Chain Risk Management, Dr. Liliana Casal-Wardle, on the leadership role in food safety culture. Good afternoon, Liliana.
Good afternoon, Lisa. Nice to talk to you, and thanks for having me.
Yes, we're glad to have you here. So most people do think of a company's leaders as simply those at the top levels of the business, but leadership really means more than that, correct?
Correct. The leaders, there are several types of leaders, and you're going to have, obviously, the leaders of the company are going to be leaders and are going to export and determine how a culture of a company is driven, and that includes food safety culture. And they're going to drive the message of food safety culture and drive how that message is going to be carried throughout the organization and give it the value, the strength that they feel it's worth for their success. So they are the beginners, they are the starters, and those leaders are really the ones that the people look up to see what they have to do and why they have to do it. That leadership message from the senior leaders of any organization is really very valuable in setting the standards and in driving those, okay? And it's going to determine where the culture is going to evolve and how you're going to integrate those food safety values and those food safety behaviors into the overall company values and overall company behaviors.
Okay. So as that then is pushed down from the leadership, how do we build out food safety culture in a food facility?
So to build out food safety culture with that strong message and clear message from the leaders, you drive the food safety culture in different ways, and you use tools that are embedded in the five dimensions of food safety culture that the GFSI position paper presented in 2018, which is a very valuable guidance. And there's many other papers published, but that position paper really defines the different key areas to drive a food safety culture. So with that, when the leaders establish the mission and the vision, they establish a way, what is going to be, what is the expectation for the future, and how that is going to be driven on the workforce. And that generates communication tools, education tools, recognition tools, incentives. And all those get incorporated into the culture. And then you see the emergence of leaders, behavioral leaders, that are going to be on all levels of the organization and are going to be drivers of culture. Those drivers of culture are going to be the ones that I call them the translators of the message, because they understand the message, they were educated to understand it, and they understand the message and where to take it to express what the leaders want in the language that the workforce needs. And they bring credibility because they're knowledgeable, they're team builders, they are successful because they do what they say you have to do, which is everything that is expected from every leader at every level of the organization. Say what you're going to do, and then do what you say you're going to do, okay? And once you succeed in that, and you succeed in creating those behavioral leaders, you see the strength of the culture. This does not mean that the senior leaders are exempt from participation, from ongoing building, because cultures are dynamic, cultures change. And those changes can mean, you know, buying a new facility, it can mean entering new markets, changes in regulations, advancement in science, new products that are going to be done. So all those changes, the leader has to continue to drive those messages to make the workforce trust them in the fact that even though things are not going to change, they're going to change, and that change is not bad. Okay, so don't be afraid of change, because we can guarantee that it's good change. And you have those behavioral leaders that are going to get established even in the process of change, because they're really, their personality is that, they have the knowledge. And there's a saying in cultures that you trust those that have your best interest in their mind. And those are leaders that the workforce is going to trust. When they see, is it your supervisor? Is it a colleague? He has your best interest because he has no problem in teaching you how to do it right, no problem in discussing with you, no problem in interacting with you and your manager. And those are very precious leaders within an organization, okay?
Okay. So given all that, what would you say would be your key target message for these leaders, for anybody in the leadership position in food safety culture?
So the leaders have a key role, and the leaders, number one, I would tell the leaders, senior leaders by position, behavioral leaders, leaders by nature, continue to be leaders, continue to lead, don't be afraid to lead, and don't be afraid to explain your mistakes when you lead, okay? So everybody makes mistakes. Mistakes are not things that are wrong. Mistakes that are recognized are stories of success, because they are addressed, okay? So don't be afraid to talk about that. And leading is an ongoing job for every leader in every role and at every position. When you're leading 24/7. So you show up, you have an open door policy, you are open to communication, you're open to new ideas, you're open to participation of the workforce. So you create that trust. When you're able to create that trust, you're not only building behaviors, you're building habits. And habits are here to stay, because we do habits without thinking. So if you can build a habit of doing things right, you have a very successful food safety program, because, you know, people are going to just do it right because that's the way you do it. So it's a great way to be successful in a food safety culture.
Thank you so much, Liliana. That really was very informative. And I hope that this section of TAG Talks has furthered our audience's understanding of leadership, the leadership role that is needed for a company's food safety culture to be successful. So for more on this topic, we also invite viewers to also view Liliana's TAG Talks on a Q&A on food safety culture. That's a little broader showing of this as well. And feel free to call on Liliana or any TAG expert with your questions or assistance. Be sure to click subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from TAG experts. Thank you so much, Liliana.
Thank you, Lisa. Talk to you soon. Bye.